Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week, we're taking a look at four more doors in every home. These are the ones that you yourself installed with good intentions, yet you allow people into your home through these doors that you would never invite through your front door. And today we start with door number one, the television. Let me start by asking this simple question. Why did you place a television in your home? My guess is that you intended to bring countless hours of news and entertainment to you and your family. You probably grew up in the era of Mayberry RFD and I Love Lucy, a time when swear words were not allowed and the content was free of sexual innuendo. And you want to give that same experience to your children. But there is a very serious problem with that decision. Television has changed drastically, and your children are being exposed to things on TV today that your parents would have never allowed you to see in any form or fashion. Here's something that every parent should do. Take an hour or two and sit down and watch your children's favorite TV shows with them. Not the ones that they want you to think they're watching, no, the ones they quickly click away from when you enter the room. And be sure to visit some of the higher channels your children may be watching behind the closed doors of their bedroom. Notice how words you were never allowed to say are commonplace, not to mention the references to sexuality that abound. And when it comes to sitcoms and comedies, remember this saying. Anything the devil can get you to laugh at, he can get you to accept. Whether you realize it or not, these programs are conditioning your children's minds. And like it or not, you are responsible for what enters through this door in your home. Now, I am not anti-television, but I am insisting that we must monitor our kids' television viewing and take seriously our responsibility as the gatekeepers in their lives. You can place a filter over this door, allowing only the good information you desire by developing standards for your children to follow. Failure to do this could literally result in major battles and hardships in their lives. Join me tomorrow as we continue our in-depth look at four more doors. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.